Country Club FM.
The Friday Bob Almanac for Friday the 19th of January, and it just happens to be the 19th day of the year. The Japanese on this date, they invaded Burma.
I'm in Burma.
Burma?
You most likely know it as Myanmar, but it'll always be Burma to me.
Burma here this date, and it always will be Burma to the Bob Almanac. 1953, this was on television, and this was, let's just say it was well viewed.
Mr. Ricardo?
This is Mr. Ricardo.
Yes.
They're bringing your little boy to the window.
Boy. You hear that? I had a boy.
He's going a little hysterical there. Might want to be sure he stays clear of the bongos for a while.
Right.
He's going a little hysterical because he had a boy. Lucy Ricardo. Lucy gave birth to a baby boy on the I Love Lucy show. It's funny how they timed it. The episode aired on the exact same day that her actual child,
right,
Desi Arnaz Jr., was born on this date. We'll get to that later on in the birthdays.
Right, right. But it is pretty cool.
But the deal about this was that 68% of all TV sets in the U.S. were tuned in.
That's huge.
For the event.
That is huge.
So people wanted to see, and of course, they couldn't say the word pregnant.
Really?
No, you could not say that word. You could not say that word.
On television.
Remember early on the television, you had to be in separate beds, couldn't say pregnant, couldn't be divorced. In fact, they wanted Mary Tyler Moore. When Mary Tyler Moore started her show, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Mary Richards here in Minneapolis, they wanted her to be a divorcee. And CBS said, nope, that's one of our rules. You cannot be a divorced. Just a single woman was difficult in that time. A single woman not looking to get married. That girl, Marlo Thomas, she was single, but she was actively looking for, what was his name, Daryl?
Don.
Don. That was a Donald. And but Mary Tyler Moore, they wanted her to be a divorcee, and CBS said, nope. So she was just a single lady moving to Minneapolis to work with Ted Knight.
We've come a fur piece since then.
Ted Baxter. I would say we have come quite a ways. But when you think about it, 1970 Mary Tyler Moore show isn't that long ago.
No.
1957.
I do my best to hide the slowdown beat.
You might recognize that sound and that voice, I would say.
There's nothing wrong.
I hear the Tennessee Three.
But they're always
But you know, they're not on the screen. Johnny Cash made his first network TV appearance on this date. It was on the Jackie Gleason Show.
Oh, wow.
That I've been unhappy all alone.
What year is this?
1957.
My heart did hear it cry.
I didn't know Jackie Gleason had a show then.
Where's my darling when she's coming home?
There he is, Johnny Cash.
Very much his sound.
Speaking of debuts, 1966.
Do you really mean the Batman's going to play in our caper?
Yes, my fine feathered finks. There's this little plot that I hatched in prison. Now you wait and see. The Batman and the Penguin are going to be partners in plunder.
No. Yes, the Penguin, Burgess Meredith. The first two episodes, it was the Riddler.
Right.
And then the next one was then the Penguin. That was episodes 3 and 4. I'm sure 5 and 6 had to have been the Joker.
Had to have been.
So yes. Burgess Meredith made his first appearance as the Penguin on the Batman TV show. Back on this date, 1966. How about in 76?
For aspiring young professional wrestlers, there is the Stretch Armstrong doll, one of the most elastic individuals in the history of toydom. Parents will be well advised to explain the differences between Stretch and Little Brother.
Stretch Armstrong was introduced by Kenner on this date.
It was big.
1976. And I don't know if we had Stretch Armstrong. I know for sure we had his arch enemy, Stretch Monster, which was a green, scaly-looking thing, and it kind of looked like the creature from the Black Lagoon. We had that, I know for sure. I don't remember us having Stretch Armstrong. It's possible that we did, and that the only thing that's implanted in my brain is the Stretch Monster because right. it was so scary. But, you know, and what's the, who had the song? Mark Wills, 19-something, yes. you'll yeah. find out what's inside Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, somebody's going to cut him open.
Yeah, and same thing with the Stretch Monster. It's kind of a reddish gel. We stretched to the point where it did rupture just a little bit. Just a little bit.
You had to. I mean, purpose. It was just, you kind of did that.
Yeah, so that was introduced by Kenner this day, 1976. Let's get to 1989.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
See? Protect yourself with Life Call and your...
Life Call.
Right.
Debuted, it's I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up commercial.
Yep.
1989, and that became part of the lexicon, became part yes. of pop culture. Everybody was using that term.
Right.
I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, and it started on this date, 1989.
Right on.
How about 1990?
So let's take a look and see what your wager was. You bet 22,000 big ones, which takes you down to zero. You bet it all. Cliff, why would you do something like that?
It's because I knew that those people had never been in my kitchen. You can ask them. Come on, Tony Curtis is still alive. Get him on the phone, go ahead. I'll pay for the call.
Isn't going to work, Cliff, sorry.
Klavan, Cliff Klavan on Jeopardy. That episode aired on Cheers, the state, 1990. One of the best episodes, and they had some great ones throughout their run.
He did answer in the form of a question.
He did.
But it wasn't what they were looking for.
No, it wasn't. Although it was true. Those three people have not been in his kitchen, and it raises a question about the whole...
It really does.
...the whole question for the answer thing, because...
That was genius.
It was. Really was. And they had good writers on
Cheers.
On Cheers.
They sure did.
And 1990 on the...
The list of categories for Cliff right. was just was awesome.
And then Norm and Woody are in the studio sure. audience, and... Yeah. Norm goes, I don't think he's going to answer this. Why? Well, I think the blood trickling down his chin would probably indicate the fact.
Yeah, he was overstimulated.
Yeah, it was. So that was his state in 1990.
Really good. I saw her again
last night, and you know that I should. I watched an episode of Cheers on the flight back from Denver on Sunday. Right. They had like some of the season ones. It's the one where... Coach has this new girl that's living in his building, and he's helping her. And Sam continually tries to hit on her and get right. a date with her, and she says no, 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 no. And then she says no to Coach, but then he falls down the stairs, and then she says yes, pretty much.
That was his play. Exactly. That was his play, yeah.
Because when he was in baseball, he'd get hit by a pitch,
right,
or he would
yeah, right.
fall down the dugout stairs,
yeah.
and then he would have the gal. We need to say goodbye to Denny Doherty today. He was a Canadian.
Yeah.
Mississauga, Ontario. Actually, that's where he died. That's where he was living. I don't know if he was born Canadian. But he was only 66. He was the wow. soaring tenor.
Mama Cass kind of had a thing for him, didn't he?
What's
didn't
the term? Unrequited?
Unrequited love, yeah.
Yes, is
yeah,
the
she,
term.
She enjoyed Denny. He did not feel the same way.
He was looking in a different direction. Most yeah. everybody was looking at Michelle Phillips at that mm-hmm. point. That was this day, 2017. In the news, that was 2007 that we lost Denny Doherty. This date in the news in 17.
A news alert coming out on this one. The infamous El Chapo headed our way. He's now being extradited to the U.S. from Mexico. Mm-hmm. The drug lord Joaquin Guzman recaptured after 6 months on the run. You'll remember back in 2015, he escaped a Mexico City prison through a ventilated tunnel, which he accessed in his own prison cell. He also escaped a different prison back in 2001.
Yeah, those Mexican prisons, they're not the most secure things, apparently.
He's elusive.
But we said, well, you know, we'll just do it ourselves. We'll extradite the guy. He was responsible for like one quarter, one third of all the drugs coming in at one Jeez. Point in time.
Can you imagine?
It was a large amount, and he is still in prison now.
We didn't extradite him through a tunnel.
No, we didn't.
US,
no,
did we?
No.
We flew him in.
Okay. And we said, the media and the press, we will let you take some shots of right. El Chapo. Didn't you try to get El Chapo to make an appearance at the listener appreciation party?
Yeah.
Get him in there.
He couldn't make it.
Just you'd have to get a furlough for him,
right?
Like a 2-day pass or something,
or and then he'd tunnel stay
till the Medina. Then he could stay at your house,
right?
You've always wanted a tunnel over to the tee box there in the par three. He could have built it for you. He knows tunnels.
He does.
2 years ago.
Concerns that a new 5G service could pose risks to aircraft instruments has prompted international airlines to cancel some U.S.-bound flights even after AT&T and Verizon agreed to limit the signal near U.S. airports. The pace of cancellations eased Wednesday once it became clear that the FAA would allow most flights to proceed.
So 5G was rolled out on this date in the U.S., and apparently they say that there's a problem with the airlines claiming the wireless service could interfere with aircraft technologies. Ooh. The 5G, the 4G and the 3G and the LTE and the, all the other stuff apparently didn't affect, because that's been proven by the Mythbusters, Neil. The Mythbusters, yeah. The whole myth was that if you had your phone on when your plane is landing or your plane is flying or taking off, that the phone signal would interfere with cockpit communications and devices.
With the tower.
And instruments. But also the instruments on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Debunked that on Mythbusters. But I guess when the 5G came out, they said, because of this frequency, this might actually cause a problem.
Okay.
And do you have 5G on your phone? Are you a 5G-er?
I think so.
I have 5G, and the airports do have like a dampening zone. They do limit it, because anytime I get to the gate and I look at my phone and it's really, really slow and the signal's really, really bad.
That's what
so
it is.
They must be still dampening that back in 2026. We're going to move or 2022. It's not 2026 yet,
not,
is
not
it?
Not quite.
We don't want to get that too far ahead of us. Tippi Hedren is 94 today.
Whoa.
Guess what is it you're looking for, sir?
Lovebirds.
Lovebirds, sir?
Yes, I understand there are different varieties. Is that true?
Well, yes, there are.
Well, these are for my sister for her birthday, you see, and as she's only going to be 11, I wouldn't want a pair of birds that were too demonstrative.
I understand completely.
I'm pretty sure he's hitting on Tippi Hedren there in the bird store.
And who wouldn't?
And who wouldn't? It'd be rude if you didn't. And she expected it, pretty much, by that point. But
I didn't realize she was the mother of Melanie Griffith.
Oh, yes.
How did I not know that?
You knew it, but you forgot it.
I must have. It just and let's doesn't just ring
say,
a bell.
Let's just say the birds that Tippi Hedren's going to deal with later on in the movie are not love birds.
New.
If maybe they are, and that's just how they show their love.
Well, there was a lot of love
going
on.
Trying to peck your eyes out. Right. But Tippi Hedren, that's from The Birds. She was a model and actress and lovely.
94.
That movie had Tippi Hedren and Suzanne Plachet in it.
That's heavy hitters.
Right. Tippi Hedren is 94.
That's all right. I really think we have all we need. Thank you for your time. I know these things are difficult, but you were very candid.
Oh, thanks. You're easy to talk to.
Oh, thank you. I'll see you guys in the truck in just a second. God, I've missed you.
Puts a whole new meeting into Meet the Press, Neil.
So I'm just going to have to call you.
Christine Armstrong and Coach Hayden Fox.
Yeah. They were a thing.
They were a thing. And there's Shelley Fabre, who was an actress. She was on the Donna Reed Show.
Yes.
Coach. And she had a pop hit, Johnny Angel.
That's right. That's right.
She is 81 today.
Wow.
Have you mentioned Dolly yet?
I have.
I thought we did.
Just what exactly are you driving at?
Well, it's very simple. You come over to my house tonight, and I'll just forget the whole thing.
You are disgusting.
Is that a no?
Is that a no? I think it is there.
Kind of.
Frank Hart Jr., Dolly Parton from the movie 9 to 5.
Sure.
Talented Dolly. I mean, she could
She's
act.
Great.
She was in a lot of movies and acting and doing all kinds of stuff. As you mentioned earlier, 78.
Hey, y'all. I'm Paula Deen.
Butter. 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 But tickle butter. Butter and butter.
She, for some, this is very encouraging for those of us who like butter, because for somebody whose diet was based on butter and butter-related products, Paula Deen has lived to be 77.
That's good.
So that is a good good sign.
Butter.
I wonder if she had to take those statins to get this far. She is 77.
We lie about each other's strengths.
Oh, yeah.
A little 80s tune from the group The Motels.
I like it.
Suddenly Last Summer was a good one, and this one is Only the Lonely.
This was big. Early 80s? Do you remember?
83?
Yeah.
I think it's on my 83 Sounds of the 80s Time Life.
Yes.
Right there with Come On, Eileen. Our House by Madness.
Yeah. What was her name again?
Her name is Martha Davis.
Okay.
And
good song.
She is 72 today. More music. We got it.
I never believed in things that I couldn't see. I said, if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No magic could happen to me. And then I saw you. I couldn't believe it. You took my heart. I couldn't.
So there's Dewey Bunnell, who's, of course, singing for America. He was the blonde one. He sang lead on most of their songs.
How good is that?
You can have anything.
Doesn't get any better.
That's solid pop music right there. And it falls squarely on the yacht as yacht rock as well.
It does.
Any and all America songs are yacht rock here today. Dewey Bunnell is 72 on the list. Here's Desi Arnaz Jr.
Yeah.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I think you're the tops yourself.
Me?
Bye-bye.
Never wash this cheek again.
Desi Arnaz Jr. was on Brady Bunch.
Wow.
And that was a pretty passionate kiss. And he was well over 18 at that point. Marsha was maybe 12 or 13.
That's not good.
No.
Did they show that? But yet Mary Tyler Moore couldn't be a divorcee.
How about that?
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about that. That's double standard.
It really is.
So Desi Arnaz Jr., born this date, he's 71, son of Lucille and Desi Arnaz, of course, we know that.
Hi, honey. Did you miss me?
With every bullet so far.
Well, maybe you need a bigger gun, sweetheart. Not that I don't love your itty-bitty one.
She is Peg Bundy. Is, was, and will forever be Peg Bundy. You know,
with
she's done
every
some...
bullet so far.
She's done some cartoon voices, 8 Simple Rules. She was good in that. And then she made a late appearance here on The Conners.
Okay.
The old Roseanne show that had to morph into something different. Katie Sagal is 70 today. I think we got some more 80s music for us.
Back to life, back to reality.
From the group Soul to Soul.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Singer Karen Wheeler. For her today, it's 61. Mm-hmm. This is what we would sing on our bowling team when we have our league and our bowling team. All of a sudden, somebody would be bowling better than they usually bowl,
right?
And then they would throw, you know, and
several splits.
And yeah, several splits in a row. We'd go back to life,
back to reality.
So, Karen Wheeler, happy birthday! Here's a funny guy.
I mean, Bill Clinton could stand in front of you right now, look you all directly in the eyes, and be like, "I am not here."
Frank Caliendo, the impressions just outstanding. Is Morgan Freeman?
He's very good.
Something to behold.
How about his Madden? I mean,
it's probably his best. I saw him live here. He's at one of the clubs in Minneapolis once, and he was very good.
I'll bet that was
Frank
a treat.
Caliendo Jr. is 50.
How rude.
That was her catchphrase.
Oh,
she was Stephanie.
Was she the littlest
middle.
One? She
was the middle one.
Michelle.
Michelle was the little with the Olsen twins. And then you had the next one, which was Stephanie, and that was played by Jody Sweeten, who's 42, and our rapper of the day.
Now.
Yeah, 42. That's hard to believe. And our rapper of the day, Lil Scrappy. Lil Scrappy is 40.
Lil Scrappy. All right, gone, but not. We have quite a list today.
Not to be confused with Scrappy Doo.
Right. I wonder if they're related. We're going to run down several of them here with no audio because there's a lot of big names you know. Inventor James Watt, the power unit of power named after him, 1736. General Robert E. Lee, a key figure, of course, in the Civil War, was born on this day, 1807. The Raven and many others, Edgar Allan Poe, 1809. Ish Kabibble, I didn't really know growing up that there was a real person, but there is an Ish Kabibble, and he was born on this day, 1908. We mentioned his passing earlier this week. He died just days before his 80... 23rd birthday, I think it was, for Minnesota Fats, born on this day, 1913. Okay, now we move on. We've got some heavy hitters here. 1923, we had Archie Bunker clip, it seems like, several times, but his wife was played by the wonderful Jean Stapleton.
I don't want you going to jail.
No, I ain't going to jail.
You never could get used to a strange bathroom.
Her style and her delivery as that character was priceless.
Edith.
She won several Emmys, and deservedly so. Edith Bunker, played by Jean Stapleton, 1923. Another one of our favorites here on the Bob Morning Show had to be Coach.
More
from,
Cheers.
From Cheers.
Edith, my missus, I'm on my way.
Cheers? Yeah, just a sec. Is there a Rudy Pantuso here?
That's you, Coach.
Speaking.
One of our favorites. We could run out, you know, not to mention Albania, which makes appearances here. The great Nicholas Colasanto died during the, you know, the middle of the run of Cheers. Of course, they bring in Woody Boyd, and they did very well. The great Nicholas Colasanto, 1924. One of the Everly Boys, Phil Everly.
Quite a bit of country success. They did. Lots of crossover success with many of their early songs.
Along with his brother Don, they were skilled for sure. Rock and roll and country music Hall of Famer Phil Everly, born on this day, 1939. Another rock and roll Hall of Famer, died way too young, Janis Joplin. One of the greats. Troubled Janis Joplin, 1943.
Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Yes. Longtime NFL football coach, too, Dan Reeves, 77. He was as country gets. Was born on this day in 1944. Must have died when he was 77. And Robert Palmer.
Always well-dressed, Robert Palmer.
Yes, and had the female band members, of course, for Addicted to Love.
No strings in those guitars,
no,
though.
saw him at the Medina, put on a great show. Robert Palmer, born on this day, 1949. And our gone rapper that I don't know anything about, Mac Miller. It's kind of a normal name for a rapper. Isn't it Lil Mac Miller? It should be.
No, there was Lil Mac. That's from Crisscross.
Oh, I should have known.
Lil Mac or Max. Yeah, I think that was Lil Mac. That was from Crisscross. Whole different thing.
Okay, different thing. 1992, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Colin Ray, I Think About You. Terry Clark, I Want to Do It All. Or Dixie Chicks, There's Your Trouble.
We'll start with our Sunday host, Terry Clark, today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG.